Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for another day of experiencing you as a loving Father and being blessed in your kingdom, because this is all the wonderful promises that is in your word, Father God. Thank you, Lord. We have received your word, not as the word of man, but as the word from our God, our Father, the lover of our soul with the best intention. So bless this word to us this morning again, Lord, afresh, so that we can be a mirror of you, being loving, sharing your light that comes from your kingdom and your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Our readings, brethren, brothers and sisters, it's 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, and it's verses 11 to 15.
And you know how affectionately we treated each one of you, like a loving father cares for his own children. We comforted and encouraged you and challenged you to adopt a lifestyle worthy of God, who invites you into his kingdom and glory. This is why we continually thank God for your lives, because you received our message wholeheartedly. You embraced it not as the fabrication of men, but as the word of God, and the word continues to be an energizing force in you who believe. My dear brothers and sisters, the same thing happened to you as happened to God's churches in Christ Jesus that are in Judea. For you received the same kind of mistreatment from your fellow countrymen as they did from theirs, the Jews, who killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets and ran us down out of town. They are offending God and hostile to everyone else.
Hallelujah. Yeah, we can just see, you know, the Paul, the early church, the called out ones, the bride. They are receiving love from a heavenly Father. And because they're receiving this love and this light and this goodness, they can also be caring and good to those out there, encouraging them, motivating them. And why have they received good? Because they understand that they are in the kingdom. The kingdom is a reality now for them. They were once in the kingdom of darkness. Now they are in the kingdom of light. And they are partaking of glory, splendor. And that glory and splendor comes from the Spirit of God, because the kingdom of God is not eat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So in the Holy Spirit, they are being encouraged to see things differently, and they have come to appreciate the Word of God, not as a word of man, but as a word of God, and then that is what effectively works in them. Now, this is exactly the same with us. Amen. We see, we just like them, we were once at home in the world, at home in the, we call it the rat race, seeking pride and arrogance all the things of the flesh, carnal. We were carnal. And then but that carnality brought us to a place where we didn't like it. We came to an end, and there was something in us that led us to call on the Lord. And when we called on the Lord, then the beauty of this new covenant opened up to us. So God's word is very precious, but it's also got the beautiful beginning. We were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless in him, as we saw in Adam and Eve. They woke up to this goodness and this beauty, and they were obedient, and they ruled and reigned. But then they lost it. Sin came into the picture. But then, praise God, Jesus came into the picture, showed the right life in tune, just like Adam and Eve did, but he never missed it. And then he died for us so that we can have, we can come home now, because everything that Adam brought into the world, Jesus dealt with it, took it out. One man brought it in, one man took it out. And now we've got righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. We got the kingdom. And we grow in this kingdom by desiring the pure spiritual milk of the word, so that we can grow thereby. We take hold of the great and precious promises through which we escape the corruption and we partake of the divine nature. And all the promises of God are yes and amen. So it's a whole thing of, guys, of understanding God identified us in Christ in the beginning. Mankind lost it through disobedience, through Adam's disobedience, but through a Jesus' obedience, it's all been given back to us. So it's a free gift of love from a beautiful God, from a beautiful heavenly family that has restored us now. And so now we go into the Word. It's not the Word of man, but the Word of God. We see exactly where the problems came from. But more than that, we go on into the answers. We go into the wonderful promises that God believes in, that Jesus believes in, that the Holy Spirit believes in, and we believe together with them, and so that we can walk together with them and take hold of this life and life in abundance. Amen. We got everything pertaining to life and godliness. So we love the Word, we love the leadings of God, and we love the kingdom, and we love the splendor, the glory that is there, because this glory sets us apart. This glory gives us a part, gets us to find our part in the family of God, our name. And so it's a constant relationship, staying in tune, developing on schedule. Be blessed because you are blessed. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.